I'm feeling okay, but a bit disappointed about the results. So a bit of both. I'm happy to make my full league debut today.
When did you do it? When did you know you were going to be playing? Obviously, it was a bold call to leave Connor Henderson out and bring yourself in. When did you know you were playing?
I found out on Friday morning at training, and I was a bit shocked but happy at the same time to know that I would be starting. So.
And of course, you played in the middle of midfield, as opposed to where, of course, you sort of joined as a winger. So, how did you feel about that? Is it something you'd played before?
I played it when I was a bit younger, like in at Watford. I played it a bit, but never in a big match like this. It was a challenge I was looking to take and make the best out of.
Of course, I suppose you've sort of had a bit of a taste of the action, because not just in pre-season, but even, you got 45 minutes at Barnsley, and you came on obviously against Ipswich the other day, which obviously ended up going longer than expected, the game. So you've sort of been broken in nicely, I guess.
Yeah, it's been good that the manager's given me the opportunity, and I'm just going to try to take it as much as I can. Obviously, there's things I can improve on, which I'm going to learn, like do in training, so hopefully I'll stay in the team as long as possible.
Obviously managed taking a punt on sort of young players like yourself over the summer, so you must be pleased with the start you've had. Apart from tonight's result, you must be pleased with the start you've had.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. A big turnaround from last year when I was at Watford, and so I'm just happy about that.
And how do you think you did? Because obviously you did get moved out to a wide position later on. Did you prefer that, or did you like it in the middle as well?
I like both, really. I enjoyed when I was in midfield. I thought I did relatively well. I thought that I could have maybe been a bit more composed in front of goal. Well, that's just me learning, really.
And because you got Jimmy Smith alongside you, how important was he? What sort of instructions was he giving you during the game?
Yeah, he was just telling me just to run around, make sure I'm in front of players' faces, just do the best I can and play with a smile on my face. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it today.
And of course, generally, as you say, you've joined Crawley in the summer. You're one of the number of trialists. You must have been pleased, because of course the trialists sort of got whittled down to smaller numbers, but the manager decided to offer you a deal.
Yeah, I'm pleased about that, and I thought that I worked hard for the contract, so I'm pleased that he's given me the opportunity as he has now.
And how different is it? I mean, you've gone from playing youth team football to at least now playing, but you're playing at a level where there's crowds in the stadium and you're playing at proper grounds. I mean, because you could have just drifted down into non-league football.
Yeah, I know. It's a big jump, really. But when you're playing, you kind of get into the style of play, and I'm getting used to it as games go by, and me playing more and getting more minutes. So I'm getting used to it.
And does it help that there's a few in the same boat, the likes of obviously Lewis Young, although he's played a few more, played at sort of, they say, League Two before, and people like Emmett O'Connor, guys with not much experience. You sort of feel like you're all in it together.
Yeah, everyone's there together. Like every day in training, everyone's talking to each other, encouraging each other, giving advice. So everyone's gelling well at the club at the moment.
And the manager himself, and obviously he's a big name in football. Of course, managed at the very top level. Was that part of the reason you came? Was it great that the John Gregory wanted to sign you and have a look at you?
Yeah, I was happy about that, and I'm happy that he's saying good things about me as well, and enjoying watching me play, and he's always encouraging me. So that's always a good. Sorry about that.
What sort of targets do you set yourself for the season? I mean, realistically, is it to sort of play, maybe try and start a dozen games, or at least be involved in every game at minimum from the bench?
I think at the moment, my target is to be at the starting 11 and trying to get more goals, because obviously scoring is an important thing as well, and which I was doing well at Watford at that stage, so I look to try and get my goal scoring record back.
And by comparison, your teammates, say, at Watford in the youth team last year, presumably a few of them would have been released. Are you sort of one of the lucky ones that's managed to pick up at a League One club?
Me and another boy have made our first team debuts, and a lot of the players that are still at Watford ain't really doing as well as me, so I'm quite happy about that in a sense. Obviously, I want them to do well as well, but I'm happy that I've come out thinking maybe it was over, but my dream's still there, really, yeah.
How much do you know about Crawley's club? Am I right? I think you actually played against their youth team at least a couple of times in the past.
Yeah, I've played against the youth team like three times, like twice in the league and once in the FA Youth Cup. And I've had good experience against them. Scored two against them in the three games, so.